That is Early James' bluesy number there from the album Strange Time to Be Alive and Dance in the Fire. We also heard from Mary Garnett Edwards, a track called Grifter. That is a single from her. I love the gruffness of her voice and just the sort of power and potency that quality of her voice gives her. And before that, we heard from Kathy Finks, Marcy Marxer, and Chow Tian, and The Rules of Discipline and 8 Points of Attention, which if you were listening closely, do provide a really good sort of moral compass to deciding how to live life in a good way for ourselves and for our fellow human peoples, and also for our non-human beings out there. You know, be gentle. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded lands of the Kwikwetlen, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh people, the Algonquian-speaking peoples. And I am Robin, and I am your host for this hour on Friday afternoons. Thanks so much for joining me and spending your hour tapping your toes and listening to the sort of wild ride that I've got for you. We've covered some ground here from old-timey to blues and, you know, kind of more rocky folk, and we're going to continue along in this vein of kind of stretching the boundaries, I guess, of what you sometimes hear if you're a regular listener on this show. Things that have tweaked my ear over the last little while, and specifically things that have been more recently released, is what we're listening to. Before we get to music, though, we are going to hear a couple of special announcements, and then we're going to jump into it again. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival is back. Still Moon Arts Society is proud to announce the 22nd annual Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival. A fusion of art, nature, and community, this month-long festival celebrates the Harvest Moon, Still Creek, local art, and the diverse cultural traditions of the Renfrew Collingwood neighbourhood. Attendees can expect dazzling lanterns, live music, dance, food, art and nature workshops, and community performances, all including making salmon lanterns, mooncakes, and guided tours. Connect with the local nature as a community to raise awareness and bring positive change to restore Renfrew Ravine to its natural beauty. Learn more and register at stillmoonarts.ca.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
That's right. We've got the Noise of Carpet on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. Just a little sneak of what you'll find in the schedule here on CJSF. Again, if you're new to us and you know not perhaps a regular listener and you're just stumbling upon us on the dial, we have a broad range, and I mean a broad range of programming that spans from those 90 gems to hip-hop and some jazz, some electronic, spoken word shows. You can find out a lot more about our programming and our schedule from our website, cjsf.ca. And you can also listen to us on our radio app, which you can get from both the Android store and the Apple store, which makes listening across your device super easy. If you've got a favorite show, you can also put that into the favorites, and it'll give you a notification of when your favorite show is on the air, and so you don't have to miss the shows that you love, and maybe this is one of them. This next track, it just makes me laugh out loud. It really does. The way that she sings it, the lyrics, the whole sort of tone and sentiment of this track just fills me with with not necessarily delight, but it is delightful because it's so playful in regards to what was the song that I played earlier? The Ben Arsenal song that was off of this album called Make Way for This Heartache. This song kind of belongs on an album named that. But in such a tongue-in-cheek kind of a way, or, you know, in a way that really mocks the heartache, or, you know, covers it with this smile. I won't say anything more. I'll let the words speak for itself. But I hope you get as much of a chuckle out of it as I do. This is Falk and Jane and a track called Oh My God off of her album Legacy right here on Roots and Berries.
Hey, that's no way to say goodbye, but I tried, could have died. can hear is the echo. It's coming around again. I know just where it's going, and I know just where it's been. It's got me deep in the canyon, where the sun never shines. So there's no.
Many ways of grabbing a meal. They swoop, dive, peck, hop, and hover for food. But birds called prions have an especially creative approach. They pass seawater through their mouths and filter it to catch tiny animals, such as krill and other small crustaceans. It's similar to how baleen whales feed, leading to the prion's nickname, the whale bird. These broad-billed prions fly near the surface, dipping their bills into the water. The sides of their bills have comb-like structures. Small food items get trapped in the combs as the water flows past. In Greek, the word prion means saw, which refers to the bird's highly specialized mouth. There are 7 species of prions, all found in the southern latitudes of the Atlantic and Pacific. While some breed on frigid islands off the coast of Antarctica, others, such as the fairy prion, nest in the comparatively warm climates of Australia and New Zealand. All prions dig burrows for their nests, giving them some protection from predators. See photos of prions when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Okay, well, the Lonesome Ace String Band song that I had planned to play for you, The Echo, it didn't want to play the whole thing. It just got lost in translation there, which is really too bad. So my apologies there. Yeah, that's just the way... That's just the way things go sometimes. I will tell you, though, about the song we heard before that, which was The Small Glories. And it was called Oh My Love. And The Small Glories are Kara Luft and J.D. Edwards. Kara Luft is, I don't know, better known, best known, formerly known, as one of the Waylon Jennies, a band out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was really quite seminal in terms of playing roots music back in the day. And the four of the Jennies went on to have solo careers of their own, as well as you know, banding together in other ways and carrying on. And so Kara Luft has had quite a lofty career, and she's doing this really cool thing, which is to mark not only her long career, but also her 50th birthday. She is, or has, launched this project called 50 for 50, where she's curated 50 different shows that sees her travel across Canada, the US, and Europe. And at each of those shows, she's joined by a cast of friends or special guest artists who have shared in her sense of adventure and joyful music making. And in these shows, they explore collaboration and just celebrate music making in general. What's really cool about this project is that no two shows will be the same. She plays banjo and guitar and is a wonderful singer also. And so you might hear rock and roll. You might hear heartbreak ballads. You might hear a harmony singing workshop when you go to one of her shows. The promoter of these 50 for 50 shows says, quote, "I don't know which is more beguiling, her 1,000 watt personality, her wizardry on guitar and banjo, the power of her voice, or her songwriting talent. In any event, the audience is in for a real treat. I don't know if there's tickets left still, but she's playing Bowen Island this Sunday. And I know had a show or has a show in Langley as well. So the there's a few local locations that tonight there is a harmony singing workshop, which is pre-concert in Langley. And there is a show at 8 p.m. Also in Langley. And then tomorrow, with the Doggone Brothers, who have been backing her up for the local stuff, they're playing in Agassiz, at the Agassiz Agricultural Hall. So a bunch of shows that are close by. Says on her website that there's still tickets for the Bowen Island show, which is, could be exciting. Anyways, I just think it's a cool project, and that no one show is the same. And that could be said for a lot of artists, but nonetheless, these ones sound vastly, vastly different. All right. I am coming to the end of my time with you on the radio this week. And want to encourage you, of course, to stay tuned and listen to Department Uno, which is coming up at 1 p.m. We've also got volunteer William filling in on the open mic from 2 to 3 o'clock today. William's been playing some electronic, kind of industrial-y sounds, and I know is excited to be here and share music with you. So stay tuned. That'll be great. I'm going to leave you with a track from the Mighty Poplar. This isn't new stuff. Goes back a little ways, but it'll take us out. This is the North Country Blues here on Roots and Berries. Thank you.
tell you a tale. But when the red iron ore pits, they ran aplenty. But the cardboard-filled windows and old men on the benches tell you now that the whole town is empty. In the north end of town, my own children have grown. While I was raised on the other, in the hours of youth, my mother took sick, and I was brought up by my brother. Well, the iron ore poured as the years passed the door. The drag lines and the shovels were humming. Father before him. Well, a long winter's wait from the wind I watched. My friends, they couldn't have been kinder. My schooling was cut as I quit in the spring to marry John Thomas, a miner. Well, the years passed again. And the getting was good, with a lunch bucket filled every season. But with three babies born, the work was cut down to a half a day shift, with no reason. So the shaft was soon shut, and more work was cut. The fire in the air felt frozen, and a man come to speak, and he said in one week, paying too high. They say that your ore ain't worth digging, that it's much cheaper down in the South American towns, where the miners work almost for nothing. So the mining gate's locked and the red iron rotted. The room has smelled heavy from drinking, and a sad silent song made the hour twice as long. I waited for the sun to go sinking. Well, I lived by the window as he talked to himself. The silence of tongues it was building, till one morning's wait, the bed it was.
Thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.